The U.S. Supreme Court released another decision today that has implications for tribes in Alaska. The Indian Child Welfare Act, or ICWA, was enacted to stop American Indian and Alaska Native children from leaving their biological families and tribes when these children are being placed in foster care or up for adoption. ICWA mandates a preference for the Native child's family and tribe before non-Native placement can be considered. The Supreme Court's decision in this is in response to a case in South Carolina. The Native biological father has had his daughter since 2011 when she was 1 year old. But when she was born, the father was not around, and the non-Native mother attempted to allow a non-Native couple to adopt the child. In today's 5-4 decision, Judge Samuel Alito said because the father was not there at the beginning, he has no rights. Bert Hirsch is a Long Island attorney who helped write the ICWA legislation. It was 11 years before it passed in 1978. Hirsch says today's decision doesn't throw out the law, but in certain situations, it excludes Native family members.
It guts the intent of ICWA, in my opinion, with respect to the kind of case that is presented here, where you have a Native American parent who never had physical or legal custody, and in that circumstance, they're saying the Indian Child Welfare Act doesn't apply when that individual's parental rights are up for termination. The termination of that individual's parental rights is solely a matter of state law, is what they're saying. You know, if you go beyond that, remember the Indian Child Welfare Act applies to a myriad of different fact circumstances. There's just so many different fact variables that involve families and children that I would not say that I think it's going way overboard to say that the act is gutted, but I would say that this is damaging, and it does definitely exclude from coverage under the act a very significant type of person and circumstances that all of us who worked on the act and numerous courts that interpreted the act over all the last 35 some years all thought were covered under the act.
Describe what Congress would need to do to, in your mind, fix what the Supreme Court did that was damaging to ICWA today.
Well, with respect to this notion that the law only applies when to an unwed biological Indian father or Native American father, when that father has had a pre-existing legal and or physical custody of the child, that language would have to be made clear in that section of the law that Alito interpreted that that's not the case. That the mere fact of being the biological father of the child is sufficient to have the Indian Child Welfare Act apply, because the child is an Indian child and is a member of an Indian tribe. The court was focusing on the father, but the Indian Child Welfare Act, as its name suggests, is focusing on the Indian child and the Indian child's welfare. And the Congress was focused on the fact that the welfare, or the best interest of the child, if you will, of an Indian child, is to be placed in the custody of a tribal family whenever possible and to remain connected to the child's tribe whenever possible. That's what the Congress, as a national policy, has established as the welfare of an Indian child. That's what the Alito decision totally and completely ignores and loses sight of. And then the placement preference section would have to be made, would have to be changed as well, to make it clear that Native American families who are preferred do not have to actually file a petition to adopt in an adversarial adoption proceeding before they can be considered to have their preference rights affirmed. That's not what the act was all about at all. That's so contrary to the law, to what the law intended. It's baffling how he could reach that conclusion.
Bert Hirsch is an attorney who helped write the ICWA legislation. He says in addition to focusing on the welfare or best interests of Indian children, ICWA also protects and preserves the very right of tribes to exist and survive. Keeping children within the tribe whenever possible was the means to accomplish this end. He says the court's decision ignores this.